Okay, we are in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph. A few paragraphs in. And there's a lot to understand here. The Nefesh HaChaim says as follows. V'lochein. Do you have it there, everybody? V'lochein. And therefore, Me'es HaBriya. From the time of the creation of the world, in the very beginning, Shoysa Torah Gnuza Adayin Bimkor Shorsha Hanelam. You know, we all know that, we've all heard that the Torah was created before the world was created. L'mashal Istakol Baraiso Bara Alma. Hashem looked in the Torah, and that was the blueprint, if you will, for the world. So we know that the Torah was created first. But here we're getting a little technology. The Torah was Gnuza until the Bria Olam. Bimkor Sharsha Hanelam, at the place of its original source. Hanelam Mikol Olam Yisrael Yonim. Umirachayk Levad, and it was only from afar. Heira Lachol Haylamos Lach Yosim Ulakaimam. It was only from afar that the Torah was able to give its light. Remember that the Torah is called, let me just mute the participants. Okay, I just muted everybody, I'm sorry. I hate doing that. But you remember that the Torah is a Lashon of Oiraisa, Lashon of Or. So the light, I mean, think of it as light. Light is light. Torah is light. Torah aura. So it means that the Torah was illuminating the world. And I just want to, that's a very simple thought. And it's a very deep thought. And I just want to understand it a little bit. When you light something up, what it really means is that you're creating some clarity, right? Put some light on the subject. So there was a lack of clarity. And the clarity which the Torah was giving at the very, very beginning of the world, it was only Meirachayk, Meirachayk Levad, Heira L'chol Ha'ilamos, that it was giving or to all the different worlds, Dahainu, the world that we live in, L'hachyoysam U'lekaimam, and it would give Chiyut, and it would give Kiyum. V'loit Nishtelshla Atzmusa Mamish, but the actual Torah was not, didn't come into this world, Lamata Lazeha Oilam, Shiyasku Ba Kvutse Mata. At the very beginning, nobody was learning Torah. I don't know if anybody knew about the Torah. It was there. It was some type of a spiritual thing that was up in the Shamayim somewhere. And after Avraham Avinu and Matan Torah, etc., so we were able to be Osek in this Torah. It's a Chiddush Nifla to be able to be Osek in the Torah. Adayin Hayoel Oilamois, so at that time, at the early part of the Bria, Hayoel Oilamois, Roifafim Veroitatim. The world, meaning the world that we live in, Atzilos Bria, Yetzir Asiya, was Roifafim, was shaky. The world was shaky, which it was, read the book of Bereishis. Verosasim. What does Rosasim mean? Trembling. Reses Vizeya. Recess.
Vibrating, like when you had put your phone on vibrate, it says retet.
Doesn't say that? Yeah. So we have a lashon of standing before Hashem, beretet vazeya. Trembling, vibrating. V'leihayu al machoinam hamiti, the world was not really working correctly. Ukarum Rabbi Seinu Zichreinim Livracha, and to this the Chachamim gave a name, and they called it Shnei Alafim Tayhu. So it refers to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which is very, very important. And in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, and we've touched on this before, that the world, the whole project, is 6,000 years old. 6,000 years it'll take. like that means to say we're now in 5,780. So we're close to the 6,000 mark. If the historians are correct, we're 160 years off. So we're 5,009. We're right there. So to the 6,000. So the world is a 6,000-year project, which the Gemara Navadazar divides into three. The first 2,000 years were Tayu. The second 2,000 years were Taira. The third 3,000 years is Yemos HaMashiach. Two things I want to say about this, and this could just be an introduction to what I want to say for the next few minutes to try to understand it. First of all, Pashat Upshat and the Gemara, if there's such a thing. First of all, the Gemara says more than that. We just don't like to quote the whole thing. The Gemara says 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Then there's the rest of the Gemara, which we don't quote too much. V'chad Chorav. And then 1,000 years of total destruction. Utter destruction. You know, so in other words, we're thinking about getting to year 6,000 and boom, Mashiach comes and Tchias HaMesim and Miyodei Amad, Beis HaMikdash, you know. Nope. 1,000 years Chorav.
The Shabbos is the Chorav?
So have patience.
So the Ramban is not Garas the Chorav.
The Gemara says Chorav. The Gemara says Chorav. I don't know that the Ramban has the right. The Gemara says Chorav. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, our Talmud Bavli, it says.
But isn't there one in Sanhedrin also that does?
The Gemara does not say. The Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't say Chorav. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Chorav.
Maybe the Ramban's telling us that we're going like not Chorav.
Okay. Okay, that's one optimistic approach. I mean, what does it mean? Like, what does it even mean? Like, so let me just say a couple of things about this, just a couple of things in the Pashat Upshat, which I think we need to know. Excuse me. First of all, one of the misquotes of the Gemara is Shnei Alofim Toyu Vavoyu. And it doesn't say that. It says Shnei Alofim Toyu, not Toyu Vavoyu. And there's a big difference between Toyu and Vayu and Toyu Vavayu. Of course, the Lashon of Toyu Vavayu, the whole thing is a Pella, because the Torah says, Breishis bar elokim as ha-shamayim v'sa-aretz. Va-aretz ha-isa Toyu Vavayu v'choshech ha-pnei ha-tohim. And then, Vayom elokim, he are. So L'chaira, that was all over with, that Tohu Vavohu, before Kadosh Baruch Hu created man, even. Or it's Haisa Tohu Vavohu, but he are. Although, it doesn't say in the Pasuk that the Tohu was over with, the Tohu Vavohu was over with. It just says that, or it's Haisa Tohu Vavohu, v'choshech al-pnei ha-tohim. So, like, there's a chiddush here in the Gemara, I just want to point out that, you know, that just like the Or didn't go away, and just like the water didn't go away, either did the Toyu Vavayu go away. So this Toyu Vavayu was not, like the way we read it in Chumash and in Cheder, it wasn't something that took place only at the beginning of the Bria, before the Bria Zadam. It kept on going, the Toyu Vavayu, and Ad Kedekach, that the Gemara says, Shnei Alofim Toyu. It took 2,000 years. Let me get back to that in a minute, but let me explain something in Pashat Upshat, which you may or may not know. what does Tohu Vavohu mean? Try Teich. What's the translation of Tohu Vavohu? Yes, Jonathan? Tohu Vavohu. So,
Tohu means there's something in it.
Tohu is to be like,
that's
a question.
Who's
Tohu?
And Vohu?
The Ramban says means something's in it. Doesn't that matter?
You're into this Ramban of Yuli. I said the Yuli. Okay. Let's learn Parshat Pshat with respect to the Ramban. Let's learn Parshat Pshat just because I need to build in Parshat Pshat. Ha'olam ha'isa tayhu v'vayu means that it was tayhu and it was vayu. Tayhu, as Avram said, is a lashon of toha. We say it in Hataris Nadarim. Einani toha al harishonos. We say it in the Rishonim. Tosfos says Taihu ha Rishonim, Taihu Taihu Amefarshim. The Rishonim say it's a lashon of, it's not a lashon of akasha or imtaimar or a sheila. A Taihu is a wonderment, unknown. By the way, the English says, most English says like balagan, you know, like just like a mess. But what it really means is wonderment, like we're walking around and we're saying, what is the world is going on? So the olam, or the world at that time, was tayud. It means to say it was inexplicable. It was confusing. And if you look deeper, let's say the Gra says lashon tayu. He says it's a lashon of panic. You're panicking, like when you don't know what's going to happen in the next minute, and you don't understand what's happening right now. That's, you're in a state of confusion. You're in a state of panic. The state of confusion started before the world was created, and as the Gemara says, Shnei Alafim Tayhu, and it was 2,000 years till the confusion and the toyeh, the wonderment, went away, the panic. And of course, what happened the 2,000 years? So, in 1948, Avraham Avinu was born, and at 52 years old, he started to learn Torah. Kach amru chachamenu zichreinam l'brocha. So it means to say that until Avraham Avinu came into the world and started learning Torah, the Rambam says at the beginning, kol hador was oved avodah zarah va'af hu ovad imohem. He was one of them. He was worshiping Avodah Zarah just like they were, like his dad. That was their tradition. But by the time he got to 50, or Shnei Alofim, so he understood and he started to make Seder out of the Bria. That means for 2,000 years. Let's leave out for the moment the time that we were in Gan Eden, which, a couple days. But let's leave out that time. It was a big kasha. The whole world was a big kasha. Like, if you can imagine, and I want to emphasize this. Can you imagine a world where we had no, forgive me, Judeo-Christian tradition, or we had no mahalach in who created the world and why the world was created, or what are we supposed to do now that we're here? Like, we're just here. Like, I don't know if, like, you know, the fish under the water, if they know why they're here. You know, no, they're not going to college. I don't know if, like, the animals running in the wild, like, know why they're here. They know how to survive. I don't know. I'm not a bird psychologist, but I'm just saying they know how to survive. But it's the whole world was like that. The whole world for 2,000 years was tohu. And tohu means wonderment. Like, what the heck? What are we doing here? What's this for? What's our job? What are we meant to do? What do you have during those 2,000 years? You have Cain killing Hevel. You have the Mabul. You have the Migdal Bavel. You have one crazy story after another. Ad Sheba, you have Avodah Zarah throughout the world, and they couldn't get rid of it. Even after the Mabul. After the Mabul, you know, they kept on worshiping Avodah Zarah. Looking for, like people today worship Avodah Zarah. Looking for some kind of meaning, looking for some kind of a spirituality, looking, there's a natural desire to worship, and to, there's a natural desire to pray, but la yadu maze ve'al maze. Nobody had any idea of what they were doing.
Can I ask a question? Adam Arishon lived 930 years, so he was around, and he saw it, and Noach, I think, did not meet Adam Arishon.
Emes. And Noach got a vision of what it's supposed to be in Gan Eden. So, but don't forget that even if Adam Arishan like had an early memory of Gan Eden, he was living in a world of Tohu, and Noach was living in a world of Tohu. There could have been Yechidim. Yeah.
So in other words, Adam Arishan, Kedem, or after the Ched, it doesn't make a difference. It's the same Tohu.
It was a Tohu, because it could be Gan Eden, the Zohar says, in Gan Eden itself, before the Chet, there was clarity. But what are we talking about? We're talking about, look what it says by the Mabul, Amatzia. Mayonais al ha-tehoim. Tehoim, we always look at as a big depth, or a big expanse, or something very, very deep under the ground, tehoim. That the Ad Kedekach, the Rashi says the water was coming from the ground. It wasn't just coming from the sky. It's coming from the ground. Tahoim is Lashon Tohu. Lashon HaKodesh 101. Lashon Tohu. Yoni, does your cell phone ever say Tohu?
No, but it feels like it sometimes.
So we have Reses, but we don't have Tohu. Tohu, Tohu is a tahoim, which I want to get back to in a second. Remember this, Mishpatecha tahoim rabba. Remember that. Put that in your mind for a moment. Mishpatecha tahoim rabba. Look at the pasuk. Ba'aretz haisa tohu v'vayu v'chayshech al pnei tahoim. That the chayshech was hovering over the tohu. So tohu is my adjective adverb is not good enough, but tohu is a matzav, and tohaim is the noun. So tohu apnei tohaim. It's the same word, same pasuk. It works. Interesting that the Gemara says shnei alafim tohu, which is the first diuk that we need to make. That, well, it doesn't say the world was tohu v'vayu, but it says it was tohu, was total confusion. Total question, total wonderment, even panic, total wrong direction. It was a total survival mechanism. How do we survive? And the survival had to do with killing each other. The survival had to do with Gezel, Leinechtemug Zardina Malala Gezel. The Mabul had to do with everybody robbing each other. It was a dog-eat-dog society because nobody knew. Bishvil Maza Ve'al Maza. Nobody understood what the whole thing was about. What's it for? Ad Sheba Avram Avinu. Until Avram Avinu came and he turned on the lights. And he started to say, first of all, there's no such thing as a building without a builder. And then Bekloyos, he understood that Avodah Zarah is the wrong thing. And somehow Min HaShemayim B'Nevu, he started to keep the Torah. And he started to teach the Torah. V'Avram Magayers HaGerim, V'Sarah Magayers HaNoshim. They started to bring this kind of a light into the world in the year 2000. And the light continued, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Achi, Ganu to Mount Tabor, which was another 250 years later, right? So we're talking about a development, if you will, of light. But Shnei Alafim Tayu, not Tayu Vavayu, but Tayu. Finally, Shnei Alofim, from the time of Avram Avinu, started Shnei Alofim Torah. Second part of this brisa. Shnei Alofim Torah means that we started to understand, we started to get direction, we started to know what we're doing here, we started to know how to work the world, we started to understand what our purpose in the world is. That's Shnei Alofim Torah. And then, when we get that clear in the year 4000, which was when? You know what happened in the year 4000? Anybody know?
Well, the sealing of the Mishnayot.
Very good, yeah. Chasimus HaMishnah. Chasimus HaMishnah, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So, 2,000 years. What? Sorry?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If Hashem created the world, and the Torah is the means, is the fulfillment of purpose of the world, so why wait 2,000 years? What's Pshat? I mean, just give it to Adam Rishon the way it's supposed to be. and let's get going.
Thank you for that question, because it's exactly what I want to say right now. What you see here is that, take the middle one because it's easiest to understand, Torah. So we got the Torah, we didn't get the Torah. No, starts with Avraham Avinu. Forget about the first 2,000 years, second 2,000 years. Starts with Avraham Avinu learning Torah on the level that he was learning on Torah. Goes to Mountain Torah, which is like a, you know, okay, so we got the Torah. No, that was like a bump, and then it goes to all the way to the Chasimus HaMishnah. And then, by the way, from the Chasimus HaMishnah, Gemara is a whole different story. The Gemara is understanding the Torah that we had a Gilui of in the second 2,000 years. What does it mean? It means to say that Kach Gazar Hashem, why, I don't know, could guess, but the Metzius HaDvarim is the Torah was developed for 2,000 years, and it needed to be that way. It needed to be a process. It needed to be a process that started with Avraham Avinu, ended with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Process of understanding. The way to understand it is because, the Torah that we have, before we get to the Torah of the Nefesh HaChaim, the Torah that we have is Yisharusa Delasata. So Yisharusa Delasata means that we need to organize it. We need to be Masader. It has to come from us. But which I want to get back to in a minute. I'm getting back to a lot of things in a minute. So, if you'll say the second 2,000 years was a development, a process, then al korchach you have to say that the first 2,000 years was a process and the last 2,000 years was a process. So the first 2,000 years was a development, getting us from Tayhu Vavayu all the way to Avraham Avinu, all the way to Mount Tyre, or all the way to Avraham Avinu. That's when it really started. So you had a Noach in between. You had a number of tzaddikim in between. It was a development, little by little. You had Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem. Avraham Avinu learned Tyre from him. You had Shem Ve'Iver. You had a number of things, but it was a process. The same thing was with Tyre. It was a process, and here's the Chiddush. Ladies and gentlemen, that the same thing is true with Yemos HaMashiach. It doesn't say that Mashiach is going to come in the year 6,000. It doesn't say that. It's a Shnei Alafim, Yemos HaMashiach. There's 2,000 years process till we get to Mashiach. So what's the 2,000 years process?
Maybe we could say better even that Mashiach is a tkufa from 4,000 to 6,000. Mashiach doesn't come at 4,000. It's a process from 4,000 to 6,000. Those 2,000 years.
Exactly. That's not better. That's what I said. The process is, we can understand the process. The process could be Kibbutz Golius, Eretz Yisrael. That's the stuff we see in our day. But there was many processes, a lot of it korban, that took place, which are all call into the category of Yemos HaMashiach, Ikvasa the Mashicha, Achris HaYomim. These are all what's going on. That's what we're living. And we're living at the end of that period, as I said, 5,050, what are we now? 557.80 plus, so we're at the end and we're seeing a lot of the endings of the process of Mashiach, no question about it. Ani Mamin Bebuna Shlema Mashiach is going to come tomorrow. But what we need to understand, in the Lashon of the Gemara, Kima Kima Uba. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi was walking in Har Tavar. Anybody who's been to Har Tavar? The place to visit with a Shulchan Aruch in your hand. Because in Har Tavar is where they, that's in the Galil, that's where they understood and they learned. They went there, the Tanoim went there to try to understand Shkia Sachama and Netzachama. Because from Har Tavor, you could see a number of things. You can see you can see the sunrise all the way to Hare Moav, which was important for the Chazal. You can see the Shkia. You can see when the sun sets, and it's completely different than Tveria, which is on the bottom of the hill, if you're driving there. So you got to go to Har Tavor educated, otherwise you're just seeing a mountain. And stand there for a few hours and watch how the sun shines on it and the different reflections. And they're walking on Har Tavor, the Gemara says, and I go by there and I'm so inspired to think about it, that the Tanoim, the great Tanoim, they were walking in Har Tavor, talking about the Shkia, and what they're talking about is, does the Netz HaChama happen like that? Or is the Netz HaChama go little by little? So, for instance, you know, if you live in Beit Shemesh, so you go to want to go daven nets. Now you have a choice, and they're 10 minutes apart. Unclear. There's 10 minutes, and then even in the end of the 10 minutes, there's 10 minutes before nets, 10 minutes earlier, and then 10 minutes. Anybody these days, a lot of people are davening nets more. You know, you'll see this, you know, Masas Mordechai is one 10 minutes and the other shul is another 10 minutes. This is what they were discussing at Har Tavar. What's the pshat in Netzachama? And Rabbi Yossi said, Kima Kima Huba, that the Netzachama comes Tzibisalach, little by little. And then he said, V'kach hi derech geula seinu, that like that Netzachama is our geula. That's how the gula is. It's kima kima uba. It's a bislach. It's not a bang Mashiach. There's machlokes about this. But that's what he said. And that's how we take on la halacha, by the way. That it's kima kima. And I would say, if I may be so bold, that's what we see in our lives. Kima kima, we see it. So, you know, and whenever you have a process, by the way, there's always two things. There's always like a downside of the process that we don't like. And then there's also some mistakes in the process. Like, oh, we thought this, we thought that. Not dafka. We're not dafka right. There's mistakes. The mistakes are all part of it. So that's the 2,000 years. 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. So the diuk that I want to make here is that shnei alafim tayu, not tayu vavayu, is tohe. Timahon. To home, just the letters are changed around, and Avraham Avinu began to settle that. We had a meaning and a purpose that took 2,000 more years to develop till the Zman of Rebbe, and now we have the Torah. Our job is not, it's to be mechadish imshat, but it's not to go up to Har Sinai and get more Torah. There's no New Testaments or anything like that. It's about understanding what they taught us, what our tradition is, what our Messiah is. But what the Asik now of the world is the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Be'echad Chorav. And then comes the Chorban. Now, obviously, as Dan said, are you still here, Dan, somewhere?
Yes, I'm here.
This you can't escape the fact that the 6 and the 7. So there are 6 days of the week, and there's a seventh day, which is Shabbos. There are 6 days of the Shemitah, and the seventh year is Shemitah, and the Yovel, and on and on. So seven represents renewal. But more important, seven represents Shabbos, Shavas Mimlachtoi. So I believe that when Chazal say that the 7,000th year, okay, Avraham Avinu, go for it. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, go for it. Mashiach, what can we do? Gemara argued about this. Can you be dochek the kates? Can you not be dochek the kates? Is there anything we can do? Gemara argues about that. The 7th year, Chorav sounds terrible, but I think it's actually a very positive thing. Chorav means that the world as we know it is destroyed. And there's a new world that comes in, and everything is renewed. Just like Shavas means that we withdraw our participation, if you will, our building, our process, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins his process, Min HaShemayim. So Chorav, you know, I remember... you know, I think I mentioned this before, in Yiddish, there's an expression for somebody who's very old and senile of being oiverbottle. So oiverbottle means senile. But the term obviously comes from the Lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says, ben chamish lemikra, ben shmenasrei lechupa, etc. And it says, when you get to become a ben meya, we should all be zocha, when you get to be 100 years old, so kilu avar ubatal mina olam, kavar avar ubatal mina olam. So, like, in other words, oiver batal, avar ubatal mina olam. So I always like that in the Yiddish, Eirebotel, it's like, you know, he's Eirebotel. He doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know what he's doing. He already ate breakfast four times. That's Eirebotel. In the Lashon of the Mishnah, you're going up, 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 up in the process. And Avar Obatel Min HaOlam is a very high place where you become otherworldly. If any of you or I were Zoicha Tzitzit Tzadikim, that were Ben Meah, they were from a different world. You were all of a sudden talking to a Malach. That's the Charav. That's the Charav. The Charav. Yeah.
This is all post Chet, right? This whole plan of 2000 is after Chet. Had there not been a Chet, we have an idea what would have happened to her otherwise?
It would have just been there, be Sarusa delay. The plan A was, it's just there for us, no processes.
Not given, it's just kind of there. There's no formal. Abraham didn't have the Torah, and it doesn't look like he was planning to give it at least till after Shabbos, but that's a different reality. So in this world, the first week of the world that we had, there was no Torah.
As we know it. It's clear to me that when Avraham Avinu, when Adam HaRishon was evicted from Gan Eden, the process began. Okay, you do it yourself. It stopped being a case of us, our process. It was strictly a case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's process. And what did Adam HaRishon do in Chava? They ate from the Eitz Hadas. So the eating from the Eitz Hadas means we want to do it ourselves. We want to be Kelohim. We want to do it ourselves, which is every one of our Yetzirah.
It's part of the Klala then to have these three periods.
Absolutely, that is the Koitz V'Dardar. That is the Koitz V'Dardar. I want to tell you something, Gvaldik. So many things I want to say here. So just hold me back. But I want to tell you something, Gvaldik.
No, don't hold you back. Just say them all.
I'll say them all. Okay, thank you. And we'll be at Minchas at 1:30. But the Gemara says, and the Medrash Rabbah says at the beginning of Reishis, and the Gemara says also the name of Reish Lakish. The Gemara says that Reishis Bar Lakim is a Shemayim Vesaret. So Aretz Haisas Soyu, one, Vayhu, Choshech, Apnei Tohu. Four things. So the Tohu, and we can't make Tohu Vo, stop saying Tohu Vo. Tohu, Vohu, Choshech, Tahom. Yeah? Says the Gemara, Toihu, Zumalchus Bavel. Look at world history. Voihu, Zemalchus Paras. Choshech, Zumalchus Yavon Shech, Shichu Esa Oilam. Alpnea Tahom, Zumalchus Edoim. Romans, Roman Empire. Let's understand. Bavel is a Lashon Bilbul. When we talk, and we don't have any Al Rishon Rishon Val Acher and Acher, we are babbling. Stop babbling. So that comes from the Tower of Babel, where everybody started to babble. Nobody understood anybody's language. Bavel is the ultimate in Tohu. It's the ultimate in Tohu because Tohu is wonderment. We have no idea what we're doing. Kidamran. And Bavel lived in that situation. They lived in that reality. The reality of Tohu. Vayhu Zemalchus Paras. That was the Malchus where Haman tried to kill us all. And Bohu is a Lashon that we use of Bahala. That's what Bohu means. Bahala, destroy, destruction. It's interesting that in the Toichacha in Parshas Bechukosai, like if you look in there in the Psukim, what it all comes down to, we'll have this illness and that illness, Le'aleinu, and this problem and this war and that war. And we will have Behala. That's what it says in the Chumash. We'll have Behala, God forbid. Or unless we had it already. So Bahala is like, as the Torah explains, Baboiker Yomar Mayitin Arav, Ba'arav Yomar Mayitin Boker. Total, utter confusion is what Paras did. But Bahala Bohu. Choshech Zumalchus Yavan, who thought they were giving light into the world, and they did give a lot of light into the world, but they were covering the Torah. In other words, what does it mean they're covering the Torah? The Torah was coming from a high place to a low place, and the Avanim were very intelligently trying to figure it out themselves. We're talking about, by the way, probably the later Avanim, because the earlier ones were worshiping Thor, and you know, so the Assyrian Greeks, that were what they called the Enlightenment. But it was a darkness in Lashon of Chazal. And Malchus Edom was Tohim. So the Gevaldika thing here is that if you look at the history of the world, we go from Tohu Vavayu to Choshech al Pnei HaTohim. That's the history of the world that we're not over with yet. And now you need to match that up with 2000, 2000, 2000. As to how that happened. But there's a point. Another point I want to say is this, that we say in Minchan Shabbos, so we say, Tzidkascha Tzedek Le'olam, Tzidkascha Tzedek Le'olam, U'mishpatecha Tohoim Rabba, Adam U'behema Toshiyah Hashem. And there's three psukim there of what the Mefarshim call Tziduk Hadin. There's the Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Sfarad. Whether you start with Tzidkascha Kahariel Mishpatecha Tohoim Rabba, or whether you start with Tzidkascha Tzedek Le'olam V'Seiroscha Emes. I'm sorry, so I got the psukim a little bit different. So let's tell Zechan Tzidkascha Kahariel. Let's stop on that for a second. Tzidkascha kahareel u'mishpatecha tohoim rabba. So what's harareel and what is tohoim rabba? Tzedek is harareel. Mishpat is tohoim rabba. Tzidkascha kahareel u'mishpatecha tohoim rabba. What's harareel and what's tohoim rabba? What do you say, Yaakov? Some Yaakov out there. Harael is way up there. Harael. The mountains, El doesn't mean God. It means mighty mountains. Mishpatecha is Mishpat. Jehoim Rabba. And it means is, when it comes to understanding the tzedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all Tziduk Adin. When somebody dies, we go to the cemetery and we say Tziduk Adin. Tziduk Adin means that Hashem, you're right, and we don't know. That's what Tziduk Adin means. We say it at a Levaya. The reason why we say this on Mincha and Shabbos is because three great tzaddikim died Mincha of Shabbos: Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. And for each one of them, we have a pasuk that needs to match up. So we say Tziduk Adin. Those were three great, great losses for the Jewish people throughout history. Yosef HaTzadik, and the question is, if you go like it's like the it's like on the Yushpizin, and you go in the order of Kabbalah, the order of history. That's the machlekes as to why you change around the psukim in Tzidkascha Tzedek Le'olam. But whatever it is, it's a time of Avelos, if you will. The Minhag Yisrael is that we don't say Good Shabbos after Mincha and Shabbos. And the reason we don't say Good Shabbos is because Yosef, Moshe, and David died. It's not like there's a minhag to say Shabbos Tova on Friday night, Kiddush HaYoyim, and there's a minhag to say Shabbos Tova in the morning, Kiddush HaLaila, Kiddush HaYoyim. But Mincha Shabbos, many people don't say Good Shabbos. Why? Because we say Tziduk Adin. And the Tziduk Adin is right. But Lin Yoneinu. Tzidkascha Kahareel, when it comes to understanding the Tzedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh God, why did you create such suffering? Where were you during the Holocaust? Where were you in my life when I had to go through what I went through? Harirei El, we can't touch it. It's in the Shemayim. We really don't know. Mishpatecho, your dinim, your Torah, your midas hadin, tohaim rabba. That's very, very deep, but you can excavate it. It's possible to understand. That's the difference between tzedek and mishpat. Manyan, that all year round we say melech oyev, tzedakah, umishpat, yeah? And yasar shemei tshuva, we say hamelech hamishpat. We're not in the, when it comes to the yemei hadin, it's all about our cheshbon nefesh. It's not about why, God, why did you do this? That's not what it's about. What it's about is hamelech hamishpat. And to further the point, melech, as are the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, is Yemei HaMalchus. Rosh Hashanah begins the process of Malchus. So if it's the days of Malchus, as opposed to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, and Yesod, if it's the days of Malchus, so we say HaMelech HaMishpat. But what's the difference between the Keser and Malchus? The difference is the Keser is Harirei El. And Malchus, that's what we take care of. That's what we need to do. So, tzidkascha, kahare el mishpatecha, tohoim rabba. So, listen to where I'm going here. Give me one more second. Mishpatecha, tohoim rabba, this is the process which it was possible for Avraham Avinu to begin to uncover. Why? Because it's malchus. It had to come from Kil Yosef. It came from him. It came from his hispanicness in the world, his scientific understanding, his intelligence. That's where it came from. Until he was Higia LeKedusha, and until Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai. But it was a gedder of Malchus. And if you look at the Eser Dairis between Adam HaRishon and Avraham Avinu, it's going from Gan Eden Amatzia all the way to the place of Malchus. So, I think, God, you spoke about this, no? That if we would have just stayed in Gan Eden, we would have been in the Keser Elyon. Because we did not stay in Gan Eden, for better or for worse, there's a process. The good news is, the process comes all the way down to Aretz. And Avraham Avinu was able to tap into the process of Malchus. To the process of Mishpat. Yeah? Everybody understands what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that also, if I'm understanding what the Rav is saying, that's also the fact that that happened is Tzidkascha Kehare El. And that's also part of the
Tzedek.
the Tziduk HaDin of what comes from Hashem.
Yes. Okay, so something to think about over Shabbos, and Mirza Hashem will continue on Sunday.
Thank you.
Baruch HaBatzlach. Okay.